Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. If you imagine having a bright country studio, a steady supply of chocolate, and a fresh stack of hand-stretched canvases, you might be dreaming. Or you might be Patricia Cane Lake, a lifelong artist and painter and a member of the Cane Lakes Candies family. You can see the work of Patricia Cane Lake in downtown Duluth at the North Shore Bank of Commerce on Superior Street. Her new show, Push and Pull, is a selection of her large-scale, vibrant paintings, and it's up all summer. She joins Radio Gallery to talk about her work.
I'm Patricia Cane Lake, and I am an oil painter. I also do printmaking. So the work currently at the North Shore Bank of Commerce is a culmination of about 4 or 5 years of working on a theme called Push and Pull. And it started out named as Unleashed, and it was shown at Lizard's Gallery in Duluth. Push and pull refers to Hans Hofmann's famous term of how the paint is meant to come forward and pull back. So the push and pull of the paint surfaces was a famous way that he taught other artists how to paint. I've been going to Provincetown, Massachusetts for many years, and Hans Hofmann taught there, so I've met a lot of people that go through that push and pull theory, mostly abstract painters. But I paint horses and figurative work, and I use that theme, push and pull, as the idea of both the paint acting a certain way and the push and pull of the figure with the animal. So sometimes there's a line or a rope which signifies that. And that's also connects to the word unleashed or leashed. It's a metaphor for how we are, how we exist, and how we relate to each other and to objects and subjects and animals. My work is really colorful and bright. It's about space, line, color. But once you get a figure in there or an animal, it becomes less abstract and it has more meaning. So I'm really interested in the gesture of the animal and the person, and I look very, very carefully at my reference materials, which is usually photographs that I take, and I position things together. I never pre-plan anything. I go into a painting and just start it, and then I problem solve as I'm going. Once I get a painting I like, I create a body of work. The work at the show at the North Shore Bank is particularly satisfying because it's all my big paintings. They're 4 foot by 5 and 4 foot by 6. And it's, again, a culmination of a lot of time spent in the studio painting. It was curated by John Steffel. He kind of discovered me again and beautifully curated and hung a show. Lizards represents the work, but John Steffel made it happen. And Larry Johnson, the president of the bank, has been a longtime advocate of the arts. And John Steffel, a long, longtime advocate of the arts.
Really a beautiful show.
Thank you.
The thing that makes your paintings just draw you in is the amazing abstraction that says so much.
I use everything I've got as far as my skills and my intent with the paint and the color to make that extra abstraction work. What I would do mostly to make that work is to prepare the canvas. I stretch the canvases myself. I prepare the color behind the painting. So I'm surfacing the painting with oil paints to actually play off what I'm going to start. So the canvases themselves, the way I prepare them, it's all handmade. They're hand-stretched. They're not perfect. And then once I have those canvases in front of me, and on a large wall in the studio, then I play off of them. So I oftentimes jump around the room, and then sometimes I stop for a while, and then when I start up again, the work changes. And that's signifies some sort of growth in the work, I believe. So I try not to stand still. I keep pushing, pushing, pushing.
The paintings of Patricia Cane Lake are on display at North Shore Bank of Commerce through October 7th. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Ian Ducharme and Maya Jensen. Music by Willie Murphy. Find Radio Gallery at KUMD.org on our homepage and under Programs. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.